Well, returning to those proposed reforms in the planning appeals process, we'll get reaction from the heritage body on Taoiseach in just a moment. But first, Social Democrats housing spokesperson Cian O'Callaghan has been speaking to our reporter Fiacre O'Kiona about his concerns.
The bill that's in front of the Dáil tomorrow proposes to centralise the powers to appoint members of Inverpnoll in the hands of the Minister for Housing. Well, one of the features in this bill is it allows for a new system to appoint members of Inverpnoll. So that can happen two ways. It can happen through the Minister establishing a committee that then is involved in the selection process. Or quite extraordinarily, the Minister can just decide to do any other type of process to appoint people to Inverpnoll, and that isn't specified. So it gives the Minister complete discretion and complete power in terms of how members of Inverpnoll would be appointed. This really is a return to the bad old days when the planning process was not independent of the political system. The power for the Minister to appoint members of Inverpnoll was taken away in 1983 for very good reasons. And these proposed changes would bring us backwards, would compromise the independence of Inverpnoll. I think it's really important that Inverpnoll and the planning system is above any form of political interference, and that these sorts of extraordinary powers proposed for the Minister of Housing don't go ahead.
You've described the new powers as extraordinary powers. The Minister and government, of course, would say that these changes may be necessary.
I don't think it is necessary. Inverpnoll should be independent. The members of the board should be appointed independently. And if he has this level of control over the appointments process, it does raise questions then as to just how independent the board and the planning process will be.
Social Democrats TD Cian O'Callaghan. Well, we're joined now by Antashka's Planning and Environmental Policy Officer Phoebe Duval. Thank you for taking our call this afternoon, and welcome to the News at One. A number of different aspects to this reform of the planning appeals process. Let's take the question of the appointments to the board, and this, well, we're told this temporary measure to fill vacancies, minister being able to put directors in himself, bypassing, as it were, the normal public appointments procedure. What does Antashka make of that?
Yeah, so this bill on ABP, or on Inverpnoll appointments, which is going through the Dáil tomorrow, is an entirely inappropriate political response to some of the issues that are currently facing the board. And it appears to really be a power grab by the minister. The bill gives the minister unchecked powers and basically carte blanche to establish a new procedure for appointing ordinary board members to Inverpnoll, as Cian O'Callaghan described, and then also the power to ultimately decide on those appointments. There's no detail in the bill on what that procedure could be. It's extremely vague and leaves the door wide open to whatever procedure the Minister of the day wants to make up, and provides no provisions for Oireachtas oversight or safeguards. And we strongly believe that the changes very seriously compromise the independence of the board, which is absolutely essential for the body at the top of our planning system. And it also won't help restore public confidence in the board, which is so crucial right now. And for that to happen, and for the board's independence to be upheld, we need an appointments process that's entirely transparent and rigorous, with sufficient oversight. And this bill would deliver the opposite of that.
Is it at all justified as a temporary measure to deal with a temporary situation?
So the government claims that the bill is urgently needed to fill the vacancies on the board and to address the growing backlog of cases, which is certainly an issue. Mm-hmm. But the minister already has powers under the existing system to fill those vacancies. But Minister O'Brien has failed to do that. So the government's now exploiting this failure to change the entire Inverpnoll appointments process, concentrate power in the hands of the minister, and entirely remove provisions for oversight. So no, we don't believe it's an appropriate response.
But we're talking here about the appointment of experienced people, perhaps senior officials in the Department of Housing, maybe in other government departments, who have a lot of experience of dealing with public administration and, you know, track record of experience and good judgment.
However, with Inverpnoll, you need an entire range of experience in planning, in engineering, in environmental considerations, in climate, in ecology, in transport. And it's also essential that the balance of those skills is maintained. And this bill does not provide any guarantees that that will be the case. So while it is absolutely the case that there could be very, very skilled people appointed to the board, it's also, there's no provisions in the bill to guarantee that. And I think that's what's deeply concerning, along with the fact that it doesn't guarantee the independence of the board, which is something that's absolutely essential for the proper functioning of our planning system.
We know that very many decisions by An Bord Pleann Óla are now ending up in the courts under judicial review. Individuals, yourselves perhaps as an interested party, but also residence groups and so forth around the country are mounting legal challenges to the decisions of the board. Now, some restrictions, it would seem, are planned in relation to who can or can't take a judicial review, but also some clearer timelines are promised on when decisions might be taken. What do you make of that aspect of all of this?
So separate to the bill going through tomorrow, I believe the government has just approved that major new planning legislation. And that was, you know, the review is designed to reform and streamline the highly complicated Planning Act, which is good. But we are also hearing from very reliable sources, including government comment in the media, that the bill will put serious restrictions on the right to access justice in the planning system. And based on what we're hearing about these proposed changes, and of course, the devil will be in the detail mm-hmm. when we see the bill, we do not believe that they will be in compliance with our legal obligations under EU law and the Aarhus Convention, which protects public participation and access to justice. So we believe that the changes will likely backfire and create even more complex, costly litigation to fix the problems and even more delays, which is precisely what the government is saying it wants to address.
So you're saying, even if they want to exclude residence groups from having the right to be heard in an appeal, that's not going to wash?
No, we don't believe it will. And in fact, you know, they are arguing that restricting access to the courts is needed to deliver on housing and infrastructure. But in light of the increases in judicial reviews, but the court challenges of unlawful planning decisions have actually been vindicated recently. The Office of the Planning Regulator said in a report just in the last number of months that there's been an exponential increase in the number of successful judicial reviews against An Bord Pleann Óla. So we believe that, no, it won't solve the problem. And actually that there's a great irony here in that the government has just approved a massive bill to go to the Oireachtas next year that's designed to reform the problems in the planning system. But then tomorrow, they're rushing through legislation that will compromise the independence of An Bord Pleann Óla very seriously and actually exacerbate those problems.
All right, look, we'll leave it there. Phoebe Duval from An Taoiscigh, thank you very much for that.